You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report with Josue Pavone and a special guest, Lauren Williams from AJC, Land Journal Constitution. And we had another pretty competitive Celtics-Hawks game in this one. Hawks stayed within a possession for most of the first half. Celtics ended up extending by as many as, I believe, 13 in the second. And almost squandered a lead. Hawks get within five in the final minute or two and can't hit a Sadiq Bey shot to get within one possession, but it got scary down the stretch. Hawks cut it down quickly, and the amount of threes they got up, the offensive rebounding, all the same things that kind of bothered Boston in that first-round series last year popped up again here, and I don't know if the Hawks are going to be there again this year. We can get into that a little bit, but
I think it depends what happens.
They still play the Celtics pretty well.
Yeah, this Hawks team, I will say, for the most part this season, they've been very competitive in most of their games. You guys saw that tonight against the Celtics. They've only had maybe three blowouts this year. I don't know how that stacks up against the rest of the league, but they've been a pretty competitive team. And as you mentioned, they get it within five, but just can't hit the shots. I mean, that was the story of the game for much of tonight. They couldn't hit shots in a timely manner, kind of like the Celtics were able to do on the opposite end. So, yeah, competitive matchup down the stretch there.
Any team that worries you, Josue, at all?
Not necessarily, round? Bobby, but again, I don't know if you caught the beginning of the video, but it depends what happens before the deadline. Do they make a move? Do they trade? The guy who didn't play in this one was DeJounte Murray. So you wonder what kind of deal like that would mean. I don't know. I mean, at the same time, though, the Celtics right now, it looks like they're just finding their rhythm. I know, like, going into this one, there's a lot of games where guys are out. They don't play the best. They don't put the best effort, you know, in this situation, in this game. That wasn't the case. And I think a lot of that has to do with the lesson they learned from the Lakers game and other times where they've let, you know, they dropped the ball. I just thought they played really hard in this game, especially in that fourth quarter. They closed this one out, got that double-digit lead, let up for a little bit, did dwindle down to three, but you never really got the sense that they were going to lose it.
They're one of those teams, Aaron, that's in that weird spot. They're in the play-in tournament, make the playoffs last year. Still hanging on to some degree that East Conference Finals trip a couple years ago. Cores changed, packed roster, a bunch of guys that could move here, Murray among them, as Josue mentioned there. But I feel in my gut like they're going to just stand pat, hang on to this playoff chance and go for it. As all our teams in the middle do, but is that going to be what's best for them? Is that what they should do? What do you think they ultimately will do?
I think long term that, you know, standing pat isn't necessarily the right option just because we've seen them roll out every iteration or of this roster and it just hasn't worked. I think this is the time to kind of make some move here and there, especially with how well Murray is playing. I don't think his trade value can get any higher. Of course, maybe it could get a little bit higher in the offseason, but there's always a chance that it could drop. You just never know how things shake out. But one thing with this Hawks team is that they lack a lot of depth. And as you see, with two starters out, they didn't really have a lot of bench scoring. And that's something that they've struggled with all throughout the season, especially if they move Bogdan Bogdanovich into the starting lineup like they did tonight. I think this is a chance for them to maybe try and get some more depth on this roster and maybe try to put some value with DeJounte Murray and maybe bring in some other role players who can fit a little bit better around Trae Young and a rising star in Jalen Johnson. You know, we've seen Murray linked to a team like the Pelicans, the Lakers. So we'll see what this Hawks team might be able to do. I think things are ramping up a little bit with the Pelicans, as we've seen with multiple reports today. But who knows if they'll actually be able to pull something off.
On the edge of the roster, Josue, your favorite, Sadiq Bey. Shows flashes still in certain points. Definitely, Hawks gave up a ton to get him in terms
that's
of
the one that got away, picks. Bobby. Yeah. I'm telling you. Somebody should have drafted him.
Picks.
But could this be the year? Maybe Celtics getting on a guy like that, making an aggressive offer?
I just think it'd be really hard for them to pull this off, man, especially with the way he's playing right now, how important he is. I feel like he's sort of emerged this season, right, as a one of those guys that you can count on, 3-and-D. Obviously kind of locked in that starting spot, knowing that the defense is not quite there yet.
There's no defense for Atlanta.
Not in this game, no. No, this is a bad example. But
the 3 and the D have not necessarily been a consistent factor for Sadiq this season. That was probably one of his better nights from distance. I mean, over the last two games when the Hawks played the Clippers on Monday night, he was 3-of-6. He was 4-of-7 tonight against the Celtics. I think this is the first time we're seeing him have some consistency, though it's only just two games. So we'll see if he's actually breaking out of that slump. But he has carved a starting role in this lineup, particularly because of the injuries that the Hawks have had. And he's kind of been a little bit of that glue guy between, you know, the guys who have been there the longest and those who are kind of working themselves back from injury. You see DeAndre Hunter coming off of the bench, and when he is off of his minutes restriction and the roster is still healthy, if DeAndre Hunter is still on the team after Thursday, they'll probably move back into the starting lineup at some point once that minutes restriction is lifted.
No moves for the Hawks yet. Celtics did make a move today, adding Xavier Tillman. They reacted to it once the trade went official right around pregame. Here's what Joe Mazzulla said about it.
And Xavier Tillman coming in that trade, what's kind of your thoughts on him and, you know, what he's going to bring to the team?
Toughness. He can pass, skilled, high IQ, obviously a good defender in pick and roll. And I'm excited to have him and be important for him to get up to speed kind of on our defensive schemes. And I think he'll give us some, you know, some versatility.
So obviously just happened today. You don't get the sense he fully knows what he's going to get in Tillman yet. Defense, obviously, his strong suit. When you look at the Celtics as that team to beat in the East, did they solidify that even more in your view? Is this a team that might be insurmountable with a guy like Tillman in the mix?
You know, I really like how hard Tillman plays, and I think that he's just going to add another sense of grittiness to a team that's been playing pretty physical. We saw that tonight against the Hawks. You know, they played really physical against them, trying to trap them at the baseline, keeping them from getting to the rim. So if you're adding a guy like Tillman, that just kind of bolsters that front court a little bit more. And so I kind of like that trade, and we'll see how it works out for them over time.
Josue, I think the big thing's going to be, does he play? We talked about this on the show. The one thing you hear from Mazzulla there, he's got to learn the defense. He's got to figure out what we do here. And that always, to me, is a coach saying, he's not just going to walk in the minutes here. We have a group. We have a bench. We have a guy in Luke Kornet that's played well, played in this game. Not great in this one, but at points this season, he's given them some really solid minutes, and Joe's praised them. And that's one of the biggest reasons I thought they might stand pat here. They like what they have. But Brad, he wasn't going to be complacent, and he has a guy that could be an emergency option, could be someone he sees as a more complimentary player. I'm interested to hear what Brad says. I don't know if he's going to talk, but does he see this as a guy that needs to play every night, or is he going to be a, you know, break glass if Kornet or if Horford goes down or Porzingis goes down for a couple games?
Honestly, Bob, I think it'd be a little bit of both. I just think right now getting acclimated to the system, you know, having to earn that spot in the rotation, so to speak, is sort of comes with the territory of someone like Joe Mazzulla. But because of his experience, because of what he's able to do on the defensive end of the floor, I think it'll be a seamless fit, honestly. Someone that can, you know, guard multiple positions, very good at switching, especially when it comes to guarding, you know, opposing guards off of the switch. That's something that they're always looking for out of their top guys. And like Joe Mazzulla talked about after this win, Kristaps Porzingis is that was a big part of him getting acclimated to the defense, you know, something that Al Horford has to do when he comes off the bench. So I think with Tillman, it'd be no different. You know, he also mentioned, you know, Luke Kornet in the mix as well as some of the top guys that are really good in that, you know, when it comes to defending. So I think he's able to do that, and I think the criteria fits. It's just seeing it, and I think it'll be seamless, to be honest with you.
Deadline's 3:00 tomorrow, Aaron. Hawks moves, NBA moves. What do you think's ultimately going to happen? Anything that you feel pretty strongly about?
I do get the sense that they'll try and make something happen with Murray. It'll be interesting to see what the return is on the other side.
All right, she is Lauren Williams. You can check out her coverage over at AJC. Celtics are going to play them 2 times in March, so we'll have another couple of tough games for the Celtics against them. We'll see who's on either of these teams at this point. And we'll, of course, Josue, The rest of the Garden Report going to be going live at 2 for the trade deadline tomorrow. Make sure you join that. Make sure you check out FanDuel, our official sports wagering partner. It's a big, big week over there.
Huge.
A Super Bowl, ton of prop bets that you can do right now. And you can get $200 in bonus bets when you head over to FanDuel.com/Boston. So show them some love. It's a great weekend to try it out, get involved. Great app that pays you instantly, easy to navigate. Ton of NBA action over there too every night. So go check them out.
Bobby, again, which prop bet you putting money on?
Ooh, good question. I'm going to go.
Usher thing?
No.
I want both of y'all takes on this one. What's the first song he's performing? Lauren, no thinking about it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, see, I think that might be the second one. I think he might warm him up with something like OMG or maybe something even slower and then go right into Yeah. What do you think? It's very important, Bobby. You got to figure this out.
What about the 7 o'clock on the dot? What's the name of that song?
Nice and Slow. Yeah. Becky could start with that. That was one of his first hits. So yeah, it could be it.
I might toss some money on McCaffrey MVP. Let's go with a long shot there.
All right.
Good talking to you guys. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Thanks to Lauren for joining us. And we'll talk to you then. Celtics.
New customers join today and you get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Boston to sign up. That's FanDuel.com/Boston. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.